Yeah, they don't want to hear that, man. Like, the thing with the generation is now is like we so driven by, what something looks like instead of what the characteristics behind or what that thing looks like. See what I'm saying? We take a bro or girl, right? There's no lie, dog. We said this before because we were victims of this. We played this victims of this stuff too. Looking at a woman, oh, she got a nice body. Damn, she fine. Damn, her skin look nice. Damn, man, look at the cates, man. Damn, look at the chest. After a while, bro, you kind of start to catch on, man. We can screw a lot of women out here. We can screw a lot of women out here. But it's like this: you gonna keep going from bed to bed, woman to woman, soul to soul. You know what I'm saying? Lips to lips. For what? Trying to find some? Cause I get it. It's life. Have fun. Turn up. But the turn up can sometimes cost you, for real, man. And I know like this: I ain't perfect. You see what I'm saying? I may mess up. You know what I mean? But in the mess up, bro, we gotta keep pushing. Is too, bro. Like, we'll sit there and excuse behavior, right? For what? Like, it just don't make sense to me sometimes. Like, we excuse people's behavior, bro, because we talk about we love them, and we talk about, oh, they gonna change. Like I said before, bro, people will change when it's their best fitting to change. You can't sit there and keep forcing somebody to change. Man, it's like forcing somebody to sit there and drink some water. If they ain't thirsty, they ain't gotta drink it. But the more you keep on sitting there forcing things, bro, you wasting your own energy out here. And that's why so many people will be mad and miserable out here because they wasting energy on something that's not helping them grow. And when you're not growing, bro, in the most positive ways, man, the most greatest spiritual ways, then you're gonna always keep having low energy out here. If people really respected you in terms of your well-being and everything else, man, like they would do things different than what they're doing now. If they always sitting there, bro, doing the same old repetitive action of, negative talk, negative actions and stuff like that, then they ain't impressed. You should be around. That's what I always tell myself, bro. Like within last year, being distracted all the time, man, that cost me because I could have been working on what I'm working on now a little bit earlier than what I am now. You see what I'm saying? But that's time I can't get back because, A, time goes forward, not back, no matter what they say about the clocks. But in reality, every time we live and wake up, it goes forward, not backwards. And that's just how I look at it, man. Like, it just, you gotta still just focus on the other things. But that's why, like, now, I'm very, 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 like, just so cautious, man. I'm very protective of my time, because, I mean, it's just, you don't get it back, bro. Like I said, not in the time I'm sitting there, man, looking at a chick, saying I hang around the wrong crowd and stuff, man. I could be doing something alone and solo that's positive, bro, that can help me grow as a man, keep building a legacy, bro, and creating an empire, man. Because at the end of the day, bro, that's what I feel like every man should do. Create something that's an empire that's can be longevity, man, that can create wealth. Not sit there and do something, bro, that's gonna just be short term and just to get rich and then lose it all because you don't know how to invest it right. Learn how to learn new things and trades, man, and keep improving yourself. One of the things they gotta realize is, bro, anything that comes quick, you're gonna always lose it. If it sit there and it come within a steady time and you get it, you can know how to maintain it better because you're gonna take the precautionary steps with it. And I'm not saying, bro, like if you do get it quick, you know what I'm saying, it ain't gonna be good, but let's think about the mindset. You know what I'm saying? It's like success like this, bro. It's like wants and needs, right? What you want is to be rich. But what you actually need is wealth because wealth is going to be something that can stay around for years and years and years after you are not even here no more. You know what I'm saying? That's what people don't even think about and realize is, bro. And that's just one of the things why I stay always focused and telling myself every single day, no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm going through, I still will win the war in the end. I may lose some battles, but I ain't gonna lose that war. You know what I'm saying? That's what keeps me going in terms of like every day trying to be great. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I try to encourage a lot of people to keep a positive mindset. You know what I'm saying? But like I always say though, just because it comes from you, they don't want to hear it. But if it comes to somebody else that they've been wanting to hear from, they'll listen then. And that's just the wrong way you look at stuff. You say you don't judge a book by its cover. But you wouldn't even open my book up and take the time to read it because it's me. You see what I'm saying? But whenever I'm successful and rich, right? Now you want to sit there and go look at the books and go over there and bash the book, write negative reviews and stuff. When you could have took the time, bro, during the time coming up to take the time to get to know a person, man, instead of bashing them, bro. Like, bashing people and disrespecting people, what do you got of that? You know what I'm saying? Do you feel good? You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't worth it. Do the right thing and treat people right, bro. That's how you keep on getting blessings in life. Because, bro, it's like this, man. It's so much easier to be a bully whenever it's also just as easier, you know what I'm saying, to be a helper. You know what I'm saying? It's so much easier to do either one, right? But here's the thing. One has a negative downside. One has a positive upside to it. And they don't think about that as people, man. Us as people ourselves don't even think about that sometimes. We be in the most heated moments, upset, stressed out. I know when I'm stressed out, upset, bro. Sometimes, bro, desperation will come upon my mind like, hey, do this, do that, to clear your mind. I'm like, nah. Like, nah, I just sit there, man, literally, and I come out and do something that's actually more positive, that's creative. Instead of sitting there, you know, trying to think about, oh, let's go do this then. Let's go hit this person up that's toxic. When, you know what I'm saying? What do I get out of hitting up somebody that's from the past that's toxic? You see? You know what I'm saying? Like, they from the past and they toxic. So why would I want to hit them back up? Because, you know, I'm in a desperation kind of mode. Like, you get nothing out of that, I feel like. If people in your past, bro, you gotta leave them in your past, man. Because I'm telling you, like, you're doing a whole lot better, bro, without them. You know what I'm saying? In your life now, moving forward. I feel like when we sit there and bring back things from the past and people from the past, bro, we're gonna destroy everything in our future because that person, you know what I'm saying, it's a reason why we cut off or they stop messing with us. You know what I'm saying? A detour from God can save your life sometimes and save your career. But you know, people know how people be though, and us as people, we sometimes be like, oh, they gonna change, they change, they change. Like, nah, like a snake, it still'll bite you even when you save it. You see what I'm saying? Like, that just don't make sense to me. You know, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, if you're gonna do something for your life, you know what I'm saying, at least try to do something that's positive in your life in terms of moving forward. Like, just get out there and meet new people. You know what I mean? Like, surround yourself with people that wanna see you do good, that wanna help you out, that wanna contribute to your success. Don't hang around people that wanna sit there and talk down on your success and constantly give you poison, you know what I'm saying, drinking, smoking and all that stuff, partying, turning up. Like, that's the one of the biggest things I see now. Like, we all want to turn up and get lit, but when it comes down to the real, you know what? We fold under pressure. Yeah, we fold under pressure. Oh, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. But like, and that's another thing, man, too. When you sit there and you know like this, a person that you're looking at is gonna be a successful person. You see what I'm saying? And you literally try to do the right thing, like, hey, I see what you're doing. You know, hey, keep it up. You know, so you on your way, right? They'll take that what you're saying. Not notice this, thousand other people doing the same thing you doing. You see what I'm saying, bro? Like, and that's the thing. Like, it just don't make sense to me sometimes. I feel like if you're doing what you're doing, obviously keep doing it because you're doing the right things from the heart. You know, so I feel like everything from the heart is just authentic and it's real. But you know, for a lot of people, bro, they ain't real like that. They just be trying to get over on people to use them.